有一个基督徒啊，最近吃的太多，身体有点胖。
A Christian recently had too much to eat, and he put on a little bit of weight.
于是呢，他走到牧师面前去问问牧师。
So he walked up to his pastor and asked him this.
他说：“牧师啊，如果我向神祷告，求神帮我减肥，你说行不行呢？你说这是不是网球呢？”
He asked, "Will it be okay for me to pray to God and ask Him to help me lose weight? Will it be inappropriate?"
你猜牧师怎么回答呢？
What do you think the pastor replied?
牧师说：“可以的，这个不是网球，你可以求的。
Said, "Certainly, that is definitely not inappropriate."
但是呢，要减肥这种祷告啊，不是一般的祷告能够治这种病。
So you can't just do normal prayers to heal your weight issue.
啊，你必须禁食祷告才行。
You have to fast.
今天可能我们很多人哈不吃饭进食都很多时候是为了自己身体的缘故啊要减肥。
Most of the time when we fast today, we do it for our health.
然而对犹太人来说，吃和不吃都不会单单是为了身体的原因。
For Jews, eating and fasting has far more implications than health.
在犹太人的习惯里面呢，在敬拜当中或者是在过节的时候，他们像中国人一样。他们在那个吃啊，在这种活动里面占有一个很重要的位置。
Like the Chinese, food for the Jews play a very important role in their worship and their festivals.
但是同时呢，除了是斋荒没得吃之外，在平常的时候，其实他们也会选择不吃。那不吃的时候呢，是表达一些特殊的意义。
But during normal days, they would sometimes choose not to eat to convey certain meanings.
在犹太的传统里面呢，主要有三个禁食的时间。
Traditionally, the Jews mainly have three times during the year when they fast.
第一个呢，就是每一年的赎罪日，他们有一个节日叫赎罪日，是在那一天去表达自己的悔改。
They would fast during Yom Kippur, which is a day of atonement, to show repentance.
第二个情况呢，就是犹太人过年，他们要表示感恩。
They also fast during the Jewish New Year to express their thanks.
另外一个呢，就是当有不幸的事件发生啊，譬如说有亲人死去了这一些的事情。
Now, lastly, they would fast during unfortunate events, such as the death of a family member.
如果你有读旧约的话呢，就发现了旧约在大卫啊，在扫罗或者是约拿丹死的时候，都会以禁食来表达他的哀伤。
In the Old Testament, David fasted after the death of Saul and Daniel to show his grief.
那后来呢，有一些犹太人，他们就为了表达自己是一个非常敬虔的人，所以呢，就开始增加这个禁食的次数。
Later on, the Jews increased the number of times they fast to demonstrate their devotion.
所以呢，在路加福音里面呢，就记载了有一些的法利赛人呢，他一个星期就禁食两次。
In Luke, we read that there is a Pharisee that fasts twice a week.
所以我相信这些人会很怕。
I believe these people would be quite sick.
其实禁食这个动作本身就是犹太人的一种宗教信仰的表达方式。
As we can see, fasting is a part of the ways that Jews express their faith.
好了，我们看到今天的经文可能是因为节期到了，所以圣经里面讲到，施洗约翰的门徒和法利赛人，他们都在进食。
In today's verses, it may have been festival time, because it's recorded that both John and the Pharisees' disciples are fasting.
但是有人看见耶稣和他的门徒们不进食，就来问他，为什么你们不进食啊？
Some people saw that Jesus and his disciples were not fasting, so they came and asked them why.
会不会是耶稣和他的门徒肚子太饿了，所以不吃？
where Jesus and his disciples simply too hungry to obey the rules?
如果真的要偷吃的话，应该偷偷的去别人看见。
If they were really trying to eat behind people's back, they really should have taken more care not to be seen.
耶稣肯定很不小心。
So Jesus was being, not being careful.
显然不是的啊，明显的，耶稣是故意的这样在做。
Clearly, this is not the case. Jesus did this on purpose.
因为他知道别人会这样去问他。
Because he knew, that people would complain to him.
他要借这一个机会来宣讲一个道理。
He wanted this opportunity to explain a principle.
禁食啊，刚才讲了，本来就是犹太人信仰的一个行动。
As we said before, fasting, was an act, which was part of the Jewish faith.
而耶稣就要借着这一个信仰的行动去重新的去诠释信仰的东
西。It is through this act that Jesus wanted to reiterate the truth behind the faith.
就是这个信仰的真谛并不是很简单的可以讲得明白。
This piece of truth was not something that could be easily explained.
所以呢耶稣一连用了三个比喻啊、来表达。
Therefore, Jesus used three different parables in a row.
就是婚姻、新的衣服和新的酒菜。
Marriage, new cloth, and new wineskin.
每一个比喻都不能够很清楚的看到耶稣想表达的那个意思。
Taken separately, neither one could clearly convey what Jesus was trying to describe.
但是就像拼图一样，当这三个比喻加在一起的时候，那一幅的图案就很清晰的在那里。
So if we piece them together like a jigsaw puzzle, we will see a much clearer picture.
好，我们先看婚姻啊，耶稣第一个用的就是有关婚宴的啊，在十九和二十节里。
You open up your Bibles, read Jesus' first parable, which was about a wedding feast.
耶稣说，新郎和陪伴之人同在的时候，陪伴之人啊，岂能进食呢？新郎还在，他们不能进食。但日子将到，新郎要离开他们，那日他们就要进食。
Jesus said to them, "The wedding guests cannot fast while the bridegroom is with them, can they? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. The day will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them, and then they will fast on that day."
禁食是一个信仰的表达。
Fasting is a symbol of faith.
耶稣在这里把自己比喻成一个新郎。
Jesus likened himself to a bridegroom.
在那个日子要到的时候，新郎就要离开他们。耶稣是在预言自己哦，自己将会要受死，他会要复活，他会要升天，他会要离开门徒。
He said the day will come when the bridegroom is taken away from them. Jesus is foretelling his impending death.Resurrection and leaving his disciples when he ascended to heaven.
当他从死里复活要升天的时候，就是那个救赎啊成就的时候。
The day he resurrected was the day that salvation was accomplished.
当然那个时候还没到，现在他跟这些门徒在讲的时候，可能那些门徒们还不知道他在讲什么。
Because the time has not yet come, the disciples did not understand this.
要等到耶稣升天的时候，他们才会明白新郎要离开他们的日子，就是耶稣复活升天的。
Not until the day of Jesus' ascension, they realized that the day that the bridegroom will leave them was today.
耶稣在这个比喻里面要强调的一点就是日子到了。
In this parable, Jesus wanted to focus on the days.
如果禁食，刚才讲的禁食是一个信仰的表达的时候，那个禁食必须是跟这个新郎离开才有关啊，才有意义。
Trying to say, if fasting was an expression of faith, it would only be meaningful if it had something to do with the leaving of the bridegroom.
耶稣在这个比喻是要告诉别人，信仰的重点不再是传统留下来的那些律法啊，包括禁食的律法。
Through this parable, Jesus wanted to tell the world that the importance of faith no longer lay in the regulations passed out of tradition.
信仰的重点呢，已经从旧约里面的律法转移到十字架上面将要发生的事情。
Focus of faith has been transported from Old Testament laws to what was about to be done on the cross.
在那一个日子，耶稣将要在十字架上受死、复活、升天。
In those days, Jesus was to be put to death on the cross and raised again and ascended into heaven.
所以，如果禁食要与信仰有关系的话，它必须是和十字架的耶稣连在一起才有意义。
If fasting was to be meaningful, it must be connected to Jesus on the cross.
因为耶稣为人类带来了一个新的信仰诠释，十字架为中心的信仰。
Because Jesus brought a new teaching about faith, and that is his death on the cross.
这个比喻当中啊，我们继续看哈。传统上以色列人呢常常会把自己啊以色列或者犹太人和神之间的关系呢比喻做一个婚姻的关系，神是新郎，以色列人是新娘这种关系。
Traditionally, the Jews use the metaphor of a marriage to describe their relationship with God, God being the groom and the Jews being the bride.
但是如果我们有读旧约的时候会看到，神虽然拣选了犹太人啊这一个新娘，但是呢，犹太人却不断的在背叛这一个新娘。
However, if we read the entire Old Testament, we will see that the bride, whom God has chosen, repeatedly betrayed the groom.
其实不单是犹太人或者以色列人哈，我看到我们所有的人类都是。
Not only the Jews, we can see the same betrayal in mankind.
自从亚当夏娃以来，人类不断的在破坏神和人之间的关系。
Ever since the times of Adam and Eve, man has never stopped damaging their relationship with God.
耶稣降世的目的就是为了要修复这个破坏了的关系。
Jesus' purpose of coming into this world was to repair this relationship.
如果用婚姻再次来比喻人和神之间的关系的时候，就说这一个婚姻其实已经有问题，出现了红灯啊。
If a marriage was used to represent this relationship, then we can say that its warning lights have started flashing.
这个婚姻好像是已经在分居了，就是神和人已经有很远的距离，或者好像正在办离婚手续这样的一个情况。
Or that this couple is separated and filing for divorce.
耶稣来到，就是为了要为这一段的婚姻来付出。耶稣要挽回这一段。
Jesus came to rescue this marriage through his own labor. He wanted to see this marriage restored.
他要使这一段的婚姻复活。
He wanted to repair this marriage.
他要带领我们人与神再一次的和好。
He wanted to lead us to reconciliation with God.
而他用他的方法就是把自己钉在十字架上。
His way was to be nailed to the cross.
是十字架带带给我们新的盼望。
It is a cross that brings us hope.
而在这个盼望里面呢，只有十字架才是信仰的中心。
And in this hope, the cross is the key to our faith.
没有十字架，每天进食祷告做这些动作都没有。
Without the cross, even daily fasting would be useless.
如果没有十字架，就算我们的教会有五千人、有五万人，也没有。
Without the cross, it would be meaningless even if our church was filled with 5,000 or 50,000 people.
它只会是一个会所，只是一些人聚会的一个团体。
It would just be a club where people meet together.
所以我们不断的在宣讲，不是其他的，是十字架。
That is why we proclaim the gospel of the cross, nothing else.
这就是我们信仰的东西。
It is the heart of our faith.
如果你的团契里面没有查经，没有讲十字架，没有讲耶稣，那不是一个教会的团契。
Your Bible study does not study the Bible, does not proclaim the gospel, does not talk about Jesus, and it is not a Bible study of this church.
如果你们那个团契是这样的，请赶快告诉我。
Your Bible study is like this, please let me know.
第二个比喻讲到是新衣服。
The The second parable is about new clothes.
耶稣说，没有人把新布缝在旧衣服上面，恐怕所补上的新布带坏了旧衣服。
No one sews a piece of unshrunken cloth on an old cloak. Otherwise, the patch pulls away from it, and the new from the old wears tear is made.
耶稣常常用人们生活中的例子来做比喻，使人容易明白。
Jesus often used examples from everyday life in his parables, to make them easier to understand.
但是这个例子到今天我们可能不太理解了。
It might be incomprehensible for us today.
因为今天我们已经很少把破了的衣服再补好然后再穿。
Because these days we rarely patch anything up.
有多少人还在穿着破的衣服？
Was a patch.
真的啊 John 给我看看哪里
Sure, let's go.
但是在那一个年代里面呢衣服破了再补然后再穿是一个非常平常的事情
But back in those days, it was commonplace to patch something that has been tore up.
所以在那一个年代的时候他们都知道为什么新的布不能补在旧的衣服上你们知道为什么吗？那当时的人都知道，你们知不知道？除了新的和旧的颜色可能不协调之外，还会有什么问题呢？
Would there be any other problems besides mismatched colors?
你们知道布在洗过之后会有什么事情发生
Do you know what happens to cloth after being washed?
会缩水的是不是
It shrinks.
旧的衣服是已经缩水已经缩完了的没有新的布这么硬
Old cloth has already shrunken and it is not as hard as new cloth.
如果旧的衣服你把一块新的布补上去的话新的布就会收缩
If a piece of new cloth is patched onto an old cloak the new part would shrink
所以在修补的边上面呢会把那个衣服给扯坏
And when it shrinks the stitches would pull off and it would damage the old process
耶稣用这一个比喻是要告诉大家他所带来的这一个新的信仰的诠释是一个非常独特的
Jesus used this parable to tell the world that he has brought a new faith, a unique faith.
这个信仰的诠释是不能够跟其他的信仰放在一起的。
It cannot be mixed with anything else.
就像新布和旧衣服一样，他们是不能够放在一起的。
Just like how you can't stitch new cloth onto old clothes.
你们知道吗？在印度教当中啊，耶稣也是神。
You know that Jesus was worshipped as a god in Hinduism?
因为啊，他们认为啊，信多几个神，没什么坏处，分散投资嘛，总是比较安全的哈，总有一两个是真的。
Because they believed in many gods, they believed in diversifying their portfolio. It's always safer this way because at least one or two gods will turn out to be real.
在台湾有一个叫一贯道，大家听过吗？
There's a religion in Taiwan called IKT, or the Pervasive Truth.
他们现在在墨尔本也有很多影响力哦，听说连 Box Hill 也有他们的聚会。
They even have influences in Melbourne. I hear that they meet Box Hill.
他们的教义是什么呢？他们的教义就是五教合一。
They combine elements from five different religions.
他们把儒教、道教、佛教、基督教和回教所有的东西加在一起。
Combine Confucianism, Taoism, Buddhism, Christianity, and Islam.
所以你跟他们讲的时候，他们信耶稣，他们也相信圣经，但同时他们也信佛经，也信可兰经。
So they will tell you that they believe in Jesus, the Bible, Buddhist teachings as well as the Quran.
他们认为每一个宗教都有好处啊，你把它加起来不是更好吗
？The philosophy was that every religion has something good to offer. And let's combine them all and gain the benefit of each.
然而 耶稣在2000年前就已经告诉我们了，天国的福音其中有一个非常重要的特征。
But Jesus had told us more than 2,000 years ago that our gospel has has one important characteristic.
就是像新妇和旧衣服之间的关系是不能够啊，我们所信的这个信仰是不能够和其他的宗教、其他的信仰混在一起的，是完全不。
Just like the new cloth and old cloth, you cannot mix Christianity with any other religion, belief system, or philosophy.
每一个基督徒，我们的洗礼都是表达着我们跟随耶稣从死里复活的这一个新的生命。
When Christians are baptized.It represents that they have died and have been reborn with Jesus.
但是很多人哈，做了基督徒，有了这个信仰之后，他却不愿意去放弃啊以前的那种的世界观。
Many Christians refuse to give up worldly views even after obtaining a new Christian faith.
所以啊，一边追求耶稣，追求圣经里面的教导，另一边又不断的在去追求啊这个世界上面别人啊拥有的东西。
Seeking Jesus on one hand while chasing after the world on the other.
这样的信徒其实活得很辛苦。
These believers truly live a tiresome life.
因为天国的福音和世界的追求是完全两回事。
The gospel and the world have nothing in common.
就像是两头马车啊，在两个方向啊，在奔跑。
They're like two horse carriages running towards different directions.
如果你是两样都要的话，一手拿着一个，最后你会变成。
You can't have both. You can't have a foot in each hand.
耶稣告诉我们，结果是两样都不行。
Jesus tells us that if we do that, we will lose both.
最后连自己都消失。
We will lose ourselves.
就像新妇啊，你在旧衣服上面，整件衣服都会。
It's like how you lose the entire cloak if you patch it with new cloth.
啊，还有一个比喻，第三个比喻是新酒和旧皮带的这个比喻。
The third is a parable of the new wine and the old wine.
今天我们的酒都是装在这个玻璃瓶里面啊，玻璃瓶呢，只要你不碰它、撞它的话，就不会坏。
These days we put our wine in glass bottles.And as long as we don't break it against something hard, we will stay intact.
但是在那个年代还没有玻璃瓶，装酒的器皿呢，就是用动物的皮啊，缝制而成的这种的皮带。
Back in biblical times, they didn't have glass bottles, so they would use wine bottles made from animal skins.
当这个皮带子你用的时间长的时候啊，时间久的时候，这种皮它就会变软。而且失去了弹性。
After some time, the wine skin would become soft and lose its elasticity.
当它失去了弹性的时候呢，那个接口的地方啊，就会开始松，酒就会从那一些的接口的缝里面漏出来。
When that happens, the edge that was sewn together loosen, and the wine would leak out.
所以呢，如果那些人呢有好酒啊，或者有新的酒，他想保存的时候呢，他们一般会把它放在新的皮带当中，这样的话呢，可以保存的更时间长一点。
So if someone has good wine or new wine to preserve, they will put it in a new skin, take it longer.
那耶稣要透过这个比喻来告诉我们什么呢
？So what is Jesus telling us in this parable?
耶稣要告诉大家的是。他所传的这个天国的福音不是用旧的传统的那种思维模式可以去理解的一个福音。
Jesus is telling us that his gospel cannot be understood through traditional ways of thinking.
这也是为什么耶稣讲这么多事情，但是那一些文士啊或者法利赛人他们整天都不明白啊，耶稣到底在讲什么。
This is also why the teachers of the law and the Pharisees had such a hard time understanding what Jesus was doing.
因为他们被旧有的这种思想捆绑，他们以自己的旧的思想去看耶稣。
They were tied up by old ways of thinking, seeing Jesus with old eyes.
然而耶稣带给我们的是一个全新的 信仰是天国的福音。
Actual fact, what Jesus brought for us was the gospel, which is a new faith.
这个信仰你不能够用旧的外表去包装它。
This faith cannot be wrapped in an old exterior.
因为耶稣天国的福音是不能够容纳在旧的思想上面。
Because the gospel of Jesus is not compatible with his old faith.
它必须建立在一个全新的基础。
Must be built upon a new foundation.
耶稣在这个比喻里面，同样的在告诉我们要注意这个新和旧之间的关系。
Again, in this parable, Jesus is reiterating to us the important difference between the old and the new.
很多信徒只把自己的信仰当信耶稣之后，把这个信仰加在自己那个旧的生命旧的生活当中期待自己本来过得不是很好的这种生活加进去之后就可以活得比以前更好。
Many Christians simply pour their new faith into their old ways of thinking, hoping that this would improve their lives.
以前呢一个星期七天都是在这个世界上这样活的
before becoming a Christian they would liveIn the world, 7 days a week.
做了基督徒之后呢，就星期天去教会成为基督徒。其他的日子六天呢，和以前一样，没有什么改变。
Now that they've become Christian, they'll come to church on Sundays, but the other 6 days remain the same as before.
那耶稣告诉我们，我们的信仰不能够用旧的思维模式去理解或者去认识。
Jesus tells us that a new faith cannot be understood with old ways of thinking.
我们的信仰生活不能够建立在一个旧的生活基础上。
A new belief cannot be built upon old foundation.
我们要一个全新的态度，全新的生活模式和一个全新的生命去活出这一个信仰。
We need to live this faith out as a new attitude, a new pattern, and a new life.
否则的话呢，就会像这个新酒装在一个旧的皮带当中。当那个皮带裂开的时候呢，新酒就会全部溶掉。
Otherwise, we would end up like a new wine in old skin. The skin would burst and the wine would leak out. Lose everything.
三个比喻，让我们再重新再看一次这三个。
Let us re-examine these three parables.
婚姻，我们的信仰是带给人与神之间一个复合的一个盼望。
Marriage. Our faith brings the hope of reconciliation with God.
这段婚姻能够把我们带回到永活的神身边。
This marriage can bring us back to the eternal God Himself.
而这一个关系，这一个信仰当中的核心，就是在十字架上。
And that the heart of this gospel is the cross.
如果没有了十字架，我们的信仰。
Our faith would be futile without this cross.
接着是新布和旧衣服。
New cloth and old cloak.
我们的信仰是一个独特的信仰。
Our belief is unique.
十字架的信仰不能够和其他的观念混在一起。
The gospel of the cross cannot be mixed together with any other ideas or concepts.
第三，新酒和旧皮带。我们的信仰是不能够放在一个旧的思想和生活当中的。
We cannot contain our new faith in old ways of thinking and living.
我们要一个全新的思维模式，一个全新的生活方式，一个和你以前完全不一样的生命来去活出我们的信仰。
We need to adopt a new model of thinking, a new pattern of living, and a completely different life.Before we became Christian, in order to live out our faith.
这就是十字架的信仰。
This is Jesus' gospel of the cross.
对你们来说，耶稣今天透过他的话，透过这段的经文，给了你什么提醒？
Did Jesus' words challenge you today?
耶稣给我们生命当中有新的盼望。
Jesus gave us a new hope in life.
而你的信仰核心是不是十字架？
Is the cross at the center of your belief?
你现在正在追求什么呢？
What are you chasing after right now?
你是不是一边在追求耶稣，一边又在追求这个世界？
Are you seeking Jesus and the world at the same time?
你是把你的信仰生命建立在一个旧的你过去的生活基础上面吗？
Have you built a new life in faith on top of the foundation of your old self?
好，让我们把这些问题带到团契里面，我们继续的讨论。
Let us bring these questions back to our Bible study group and discuss it.